My impression is that they are in a very interesting state of mind. In the immediate aftermath of the Ebola, they are now refocusing their attention on reviving the economy of the country, paying attention to the immediate task of taking over security responsibilities from the United Nations. There is this strong sense of responsibility that they're displaying in everything they do, and that's quite encouraging. Have they been successful in all of these? Well, not really, because of the limited resources that are available to Liberia. Despite the international community's assistance, there's a whole lot more to be done. But I see that there is resolve, there is determination in order to move ahead and meet the challenges.
So how can you assess most of these reform processes that have been going on in terms of the transition?
I can only say that I'm delighted with the more recent developments that the government institutions have shown. After quite a few weeks of debate and deliberation on how to chop up the limited amounts of money that's made available by the government in the budget for security transition, that issue has now been resolved. And now the agencies of the government, ministries, have started the process of procurement of the items that they needed and have also accelerated their efforts in order to prepare the ground outside of Monrovia in the counties in order to start deploying police, border security forces and others beyond Monrovia. We are also looking at all the possibilities in order to make it easier for them to assume these responsibilities. I think we are optimistic that the government of Liberia can prepare itself by the time it's for them to take over completely.
You said you are optimistic that Liberia will prepare itself, but I mean, we look at June 2016 as being far, but it's very close. So will Liberia be readily ready?
Well, I mean, the process did not start yesterday. It has been going on for quite a number of months, in fact years. The Security Council's successive resolutions have been telling us and the Liberian government that there has to be a time for Liberia to take over all these responsibilities. And a lot of work has been carried out already. There are a large number of people who have been trained in all security agencies of the government, and surveys have been carried out as to what are their requirements once they deploy. And we have been also trying to provide assistance in capacity building in these institutions. We have also looked at the means that are available to us that we could then leave behind, so these could be used in order to facilitate deployment of security agency actors. All in all, I believe that there is good chance that the government of Liberia and all the institutions that are responsible for security will be in a position to take over fully from the United Nations by the end of June. One thing is non-negotiable, and that's the deadline for the handover of responsibility. The Security Council has decided that by the 30th of June, every aspect of the security that so far has been handled by UNMIL will have to now be given to the Liberian authorities. And I have no doubt in my mind that that message is fully understood, and that the government has decided to do everything possible in order to discharge its own responsibilities by then. So I'm pretty confident that it will happen.